Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 242, Until Dawn, PlayStation Productions. They knocked it out the park with Uncharted, and they're back again for another round of flawless video game adaptations.
I do like
seeing the source material with respect.
I do like seeing their like splash thing at the beginning. It's kind of fun to see in a theater.
Yeah, it's weird because none of these are movies yet, and it's like,
yeah,
okay.
And it starts with Aloy. I'm like, oh, okay.
remember Kratos? He's one of ours. All right. Yeah. Until Dawn. April 25th, 2025. Budget of $15 million. Box office $18 million. Directed by David Sandberg. I don't. What he did? Lights Out.
Shazam.
Oh, he did do Shazam. And no. Shazam 2. All right.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one. That one exists.
Yeah. That Shazam pretty was pretty good, but.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, this is a strange one because the video game is trying to be an adaptation of horror movies to a video game format. And then you want to take that and adapt it to the movie format, which is ruining everything the game tried to do.
Yeah,
a horror movie is already a horror movie. You don't need to adapt it from this. That was kind of strange. And like to change absolutely everything. So it says it's a where'd it go? Set in the same universe, while featuring an original standalone story that expands upon the game's mythology. I don't think it expanded upon the game's mythology. I think it just made up a bunch of new shit.
Yep.
And then the every day, so all the kids. One of the sisters is missing,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're looking for her. Melanie is missing. Her sister is Clover, and so that's kind of similar to the game when the two girls run off and then they're missing. And so for a while I thought these characters were characters from the game.
Mm.
I was like, but then I quickly realized, no, these aren't characters from the game. And this is just a little bit similar, but it's absolutely not them and not the same people. And, which I thought was a little weird. Then they find this scary house and realize when they die the first time from the Jason Voorhees type bad guy who's in the game.
Yeah,
the mask dude.
Killer, yeah.
Yeah, that they come back to life and they got to do it again until they can survive Until Dawn. And nothing like the game. The game, you die, you're dead.
Yeah.
I think the thing about the game is, like, you can make everyone survive, I think, in a perfect playthrough, but no one's going to do that. It's hard as fuck.
Yep.
And I heard that they were writing it, so we did the go back a day because it's kind of an homage to when you do a second playthrough of the game and you try to make people survive. I was like, what?
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The game is all about just the making the player make choices, and those choices dictate, you know, who dies and who lives. That's really what that game is. You know, dressed inside of a cheesy horror movie with shitty characters and sex and drugs. And like you said, it's playing off of those horror movie tropes from the 70s and 80s. But the gameplay itself is basically, for the most part, just you making decisions. It has nothing to do with dying and doing something over again.
Yeah,
so it's a little weird.
yeah, and then in the game, I think there's the masked killer who's like some guy from the mines and had a vendetta against the family. And then there's also the Wendigo that one of the sisters became because of her plight or something. So there was those two. And they kind of incorporate those two into this movie, but there's a lot more as well. Yeah. So anyways, they fucking die the first time. I don't remember any of these people's fucking names. Clover, Max, Nina, Megan, and Abe. Okay.
Yeah. And if you would ask me which one of those are who, I know what Clover is and the sister, but I don't remember anybody. Is Abe the douchebag? Or is Abe the guy who has the crush that's... I don't fucking remember.
I think Abe was the new boyfriend.
Okay, okay.
Right? He's only 3 months in. She had one 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Anyways. So the first one is, the masked killer. And then the guy goes and checks it out, and she goes in there, and he's, like, cut in half. And then he kills the Asian girl by smashing her face on the ground. That was pretty cool. There is a lot of practical effects.
Yeah.
And some pretty good gory kills, but they never really, I don't know, pay off or seem that great because everything else sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
the kills are the best part of this movie, and they're not that great. Like, when someone got stabbed in the fucking face, and then the eyeball came out on the thing. The blade, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It was definitely more gruesome than I thought it would be for a
PlayStation movie. There's the movie's a little more tongue-in-cheek than I thought it was going to be, or at least self-aware of, because the movie can be comical. There's a situation that deals with water when they're in the bathroom that I thought was fantastic. It's easily one of the best moments of the movie that I was not expecting. I was like, okay, we're having a little bit of fun here. But it's like, I guess it's, they die and repeat the same day, or not even the same day, because they establish that each time they come back, there's a new element that is, you know, trying to kill them. So that kind of makes it a little interesting every time they come back, but they don't really do that much with it. I don't know.
Right? Because I really only remember the masked killer. Then they come back again, and it's water is the killer. And then fucking some Wendigo-type zombie creatures.
Yeah, a witch. And then, there's like a witch at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good. The ghost house.
Yeah.
The possession. That was one of the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
That was just scary. And what are we going to save her? She just fucking flew 30 feet. She's done.
Yeah. I did like the montage we get later on in the movie because at some point they come back and they're like, oh, what is this? Like the fourth or fifth time? And then one of them's like, no, this is like the 13th day or whatever. So we get to see a montage of what we don't get. I thought that montage was kind
of
fun.
Of videos. Yeah, better stuff than what we did get.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you put all this? Like, I think that's in the trailer, the creature in the cheek.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we find out it's just a little video on a phone that we don't even get to experience it, really. I thought a lot of those were better than what they showed. Then I was a little disappointed that, you know, the whole time, like, oh, there's no signal. We can't call anybody. But we can take video. But then when you show the video, it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, dude, that's not how video works on a phone. You don't need signal to take a video. Yeah. It would be clear. Now you're just blurring out shit so you can have worse special effects in these little clips. Mm-hmm. And I don't appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm not
agreed.
Dumb. I've taken videos. Yeah. Never once have I taken a video and was like, oh, look at it. It's all fucked.
Yeah.
Nope. Didn't work that way. But, then they meet that one guy what's that actor? Peter Stormare or something? They see him at the...
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name.
Yeah.
At
the gas station, and he's in the game. He's like a psychiatrist in the game who's talking to you, not a character in the game, like to you,
yeah,
the person playing the game. And he's like, asks you questions and you have to answer. And it's kind of tailoring the game experience to you. Like, are you afraid of this picture or this picture? It'll be like a scarecrow and then a haunted house. And
yeah, yeah.
Then he'll ask you who you've bonded with throughout the game and whatnot. But he's in it. First, he's working at the gas station. And she asks about her missing sister. Oh, yeah, and he's like, well, she's missing, huh? And she's like, I never said that. Well, you asked him if you had seen this person. I think it's implied he's missing. Act like he's a psychic.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you didn't. But a lot of people come around here, show me pictures of people missing. So she probably went down the road and got missed and got missing. She's like, do people go missing down the road? Oh, yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm. And then she goes back to her friends. I think I know where she went missing. Oh, no. And they go through this crazy storm.
It's just rain. It's just raining out and everyone's freaking
out. A lot of rain.
Yeah.
And it's like, turn around. We've already turned around three times.
Yeah.
We're never going to get anywhere if we keep turning around. And they just keep going through it. And then they arrive at that house and the rain is just like it's a wall.
Yeah.
And then what is, oh, well, I've heard of this phenomenon. It's called a water wall where the rain starts like a wall. Yeah. And then,
I thought that was kind of cool. That was kind of interesting. I wasn't expecting it. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
A neat idea that kind of keeps you interested.
I did like one of the first times they try to leave, or only times, in the truck that had that giant creature in the road.
It had a big, like, troll thing. That was pretty cool. Like, yeah.
And I was like, dude, let's do more of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All the good shit's like 10 seconds, and then you move on. Yeah, then the guy comes back. I don't remember how. He talks to them over a radio or something? Are they first?
Yes. I want to say that she actually sees him and then he comes on the radio, but I don't remember now. I think he does he show up during the witch scene when she's getting possessed? I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember.
I do remember him walking around when, like, they're all dead at one point.
Oh,
he thinks they're all dead, right? And he's, like, looking at them and... Yeah, and then he says, meet me in the woods at some point, and she goes out, and he's like, maybe I'll let you see your sister, too. And then I think she does see her sister out there, but she's monster Wendigo formed and has to kill her or something. And then I think she stumbles upon his lab or something, and he's like a... In the game, he's like a psychiatrist talking to you. And then in the movie, I guess he's kind of a psychiatrist too. But what she found, like, all those, like, name tags of, like, different places he had worked and whatnot. And he's got cameras up and he's watching them die over and over. And I don't remember what he said. It was why it's fucking happening. It was something about he's just watching them and... researching how they act. I don't know. It's like a special house that whoever goes there, it takes your fears.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
New shit up every day. I don't quite understand what the fuck's going on.
experimenting. I don't know. It's with a mine. It gets a little convoluted towards the end.
Yeah, and why, like, he can go in the house and just be fine and walk around, but for some reason when the kids go, it's fucking... crazy. I don't know. Yeah, and he says he does this all the time, and yeah, that was kind of interesting. He's like, the water exploding, that's a new one. Something you're afraid of your inner feelings, I think, is what that's saying.
Yeah.
Something.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was pretty cool with the water, and they're just fucking exploding.
Yeah, that
and
was I think the best part of the movie, for sure.
And later on, like, you know, their deaths become pretty inevitable, and, like, I can't remember, one of the guys, like, is going to get killed by a Wendigo, and there's, like, rain dripping in this little tin shack he's in, so he sucks some of the water up and then blows up.
Yeah.
Like, water always blows you up in this world, no matter what.
All water, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, then we see a guy that's obviously gone through this with the psychiatrist guy, and now he's in, like, a cell, so apparently puts you in the house for a while, and then you come to his cell, I don't know, and then he watches you change to a fucking creature. He's like, about 13 days they will change, and then their body cannot handle it. And, yeah, didn't make much sense. And you see he has a folder on his desk that has Remy Malek's picture.
Yeah.
From the game.
The original game, yeah.
This is the only tie-in. And then at the very end, I think she kills him. Oh, yeah, she makes the water drip into his coffee cup. And so it affects him, too. Like, I thought, you know what I mean? I thought it's just the people in the house, like, really dealing with it. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's somewhat real, because he blew up just from having water. I don't know.
I did kind of appreciate that moment, because it does have a little nod to the game, because he puts the cup down, and there's a knife, or, like, some sort of weapon next to his cup, and it just kind of shows you. And my mind was like, oh, she's going to, you know, hide the knife, grab the knife off the desk, put it behind her and use it. But instead, she makes the choice to use, like, I don't know, those are some things you make in the game where, like, you can choose different things. I thought that was kind of a cool nod.
Yeah, then at the very end, they're all able to leave. And then we kind of go back to a shot of inside that psychiatrist kind of office with the monitors, and then all the monitors kind of turn off from that house, and then they turn back on, and it shows the snowy cabin from the video game.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the next about to happen, but
this is like a prequel in a sense.
It's like nothing to do with that, because and Until Dawn, it's not
yeah
different creatures every day. It was a very specific story about a killer and a supernatural creature.
Yeah.
It wasn't all over the place. It wasn't a new day. Everything's crazy. So, whatever. I just don't get why the fuck Sony does this. I mean, they've only done two, right? It's just Uncharted and this.
Yeah.
And they both fucking suck and have nothing to do with the fucking game. And both games are pretty cool. Granted, Uncharted is a lot cooler than Until Dawn. And
yeah.
Could have, should have been a way better movie than it was. But yeah, even to fuck up Until Dawn like this and make it turn a mediocre to kind of good video game into a terrible movie is impressive.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what the fuck they do next, man. Do like Horizon, but it's set in modern days or what? I don't know what you would do. Set in the 20s.
Yeah, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, why even bother with this one? Like God of War and Horizon, I can see them having an easier task at adapting that. But Until Dawn, like you've already discussed, it's just a horror film that... So it's like, we just don't want to make a horror film because, you know, why do that? But it's just like, well, that's what the game is. So now they have to come up with some fucking way to make it interesting and different. And this is what they come up with. And it's just like, or just don't adapt it. Or
yeah,
a straight up horror movie like the first one was or the video game was. I don't know.
And it's like when you adapt it to a movie and you're so far from the video game. My mind the whole time was like, why even call this Until Dawn?
Yeah.
This is just a movie. There's nothing to do with it, really. You got one actor from it, and then you tried to shoehorn in that the game is going to happen at the very end. It's like, just make a movie. And you don't need Until Dawn. I don't know. It's so strange. It's kind of entertaining, just trying to find the... trying to wait out the new creatures and experiences, but it's meandering and boring the whole time. You're just hoping to get a glimpse of a creature, and then you see one and you're like, wasn't that great, and it lasted 10 seconds. So
this movie has a shtick, which the shtick is repeating the same day with new, you know, threats. But like that begins, I mean, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like that all starts pretty quickly. Like within the first 20 minutes, we're kind of off and going, and the movie is like an hour and 40 minutes long, and it's just like the concept runs out of steam like halfway through the film. You're like, okay, I get it. Like this would have been cool for like an hour long TV show, or I don't know, maybe take a little bit longer with the characters and then spend the last 40 minutes doing this stuff. But like when it's a full hour and 15-20 minutes of the same fucking thing, it's just like, all right, I get it. So, yeah, I don't know. They kind of just wrote themselves into a corner in a way, because it kind of becomes boring after a while.
Yeah. And I think the game is much more interesting with the characters and the plight of the girls going missing and then discovering that that guy has a beef with the family for some reason, and then you think it's just going to be a straight up like masked killer, but then they get into the supernatural with the body morphing and monsters, and yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, and even
And this
Rami
one,
Malek's character, there's like twists and turns within the unit of
yeah.
friends themselves. Like, there's a big moment that happens halfway through the game that has to do with Rami Malek. I did
Yeah.
not see coming. I was like, holy shit. So it's not even just the threat in those games. It goes a little in interesting directions with just the characters.
Yeah, and Hayden Panettiere was great in the game.
Yeah.
Not playing an FBI agent was great. She
Yeah.
was
Kirby?
good. Kirby! Yeah, she just goes around sucking people up and taking their fucking powers.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty bad. Like the best, some of the best stuff is that fucking montage, and it's like how, you're gonna save the best monster and creature stuff for a video montage on a phone that's all shitty and choppy.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what? Why? You're gonna have a fucking 30-foot troll, scary monster, and you're gonna show him for 10 seconds? Like,
Yeah.
that's cool. Have him come and destroy the house. Yeah, other parts are kind of interesting when, like, when they would wake up in the house and be alive again, and then there's like more houses. That was kind of interesting. Like,
Yeah,
oh,
there's like new things that are popping
was
up
that a
in
house? That
it.
house wasn't there. Oh, no shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It meanders, and then they all live, right? They all
Yes, they
survived.
get in the car and drive away at the end, yeah.
And then, yeah, oh yeah, they shoehorned in some stupid thing. I think the psychiatrist is like, well, someone has to die. The only people that have ever made it out, it's always someone has to die. One person, you decide. And then she kills him with the water. So I guess they are all able to survive because someone did die. And I like that he kind of knew after he drank the coffee, his stomach like starts bubbling. He's like, oh, he's got indigestion. And then he like tries to like get really close to her because he knows he's gonna blow up to hurt her. And she's like, no, don't blow up
Yeah.
near me. No. So, yeah.
Yeah, not even the whole, like, I don't know. I guess if I'm reaching here, and it is a little bit, well, maybe not reaching, but like the emotional core, if this movie even has one, is the sister, right? We need to go find the sister. I love my sister. There's even a flashback of them having an argument. And then you get to, there's no like meaningful resolution to that. Like, I think
Yeah.
sister attacks her and she's like, I love you, sis, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. And that's it. There's no like, and then they just leave. Like, we never talk about the sister ever again. I don't know. It's just
Yeah.
floppy.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we tried to get her, and at least we all made it out. That's the end of that. That's the end of that. Oh, man. So, yeah. Come on, Sony. We got to do better than this. Like, I just. Watching these two movie adaptations and then watching The Last of Us
Yes, night
show,
and day,
it's like,
man.
what the fuck?
Yeah.
How is the same production company making both of these things? But with The Last of Us, they let like the writers from the game be heavily involved. They get
Yeah.
Neil Druckmann and all those guys and Naughty Dog, and that's what you got to do, man, if you want it to be good.
Yeah.
Like, don't just fucking write a script loosely based on it and slap a video game name on it and fucking throw Tom Holland in it. Okay? It doesn't work that way.
Yep.
And have the fucking mustache on. God damn it. Like
Yeah.
the end of Uncharted is like, now I have a mustache. Remember that from the
Oh my
game? Now
God.
it's gonna be more like the game next movie, isn't it? Nah, we're not sticking around for that to happen, buddy.
No, that was like some of the. I mean, Tom Holland, I guess I can work with that, but Wahlberg as Sully is one of the worst casting decisions. I don't see Sully at all in that case. It's just Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What are you doing, kid? What are you doing? What are you jumping around the airplane with?
So stupid. But yeah, I mean, buckle up for the Sony stuff because there's a Ghost of Tsushima movie coming, which I think is the director of John Wick. So hopefully it'll be good. I think there's a God of War. I think God of War and Horizon are shows on Amazon, if I remember right. I know God of War is. So buckle up and see how these do. I mean, thank God for The Last of Us.
You know, Katamari Damacy, all of it. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the movie. Mm-hmm. we'll see. Not doing too great. It's so strange because, The Last of Us show is so good. Everybody knows it. And then you might want to stretch out these people that haven't played the video games, and I've seen the reactions to people seeing Joel die.
Episode 2,
and it's genuinely people shocked and awed.
Yeah,
because they don't know. And then these people might want to branch out and try some other PlayStation properties because they're making movies, and then you have to go watch this bullshit.
Yeah,
and you're like, whoa, this is a drastic decline in quality. So they're not helping anything. Like, Last of Us is bringing you lots of eyes, and people are interested in PlayStation productions, and then they go watch your other productions, and they're like, well, I guess Last of Us was it. That's all they got. And it's pretty true.
I haven't watched Fallout because I don't have Amazon, but it seems like Fallout and Last of Us are holding down the fort at the moment.
Yeah. Fallout was really good. I was really like, how are you going to do that in a show? Mm-hmm. But they did it. It's really good. The tone is great.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with the game. Yeah, you definitely got to check that one out if you can. And that one guy, that actor who's in like Justified and Precious Gems.
Oh yeah. Walter
Baby Goggins. Baby Billy. He's so good in it, dude. He's he's fucking good in everything he's in, man. That guy's awesome.
I am kind of if we're on kind of a side discussion with video game movies, I am I don't know if I'd say excited, but interested in Mortal Kombat. I thought the first one that we watched was okay. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was great, but it was it was a fun Mortal Kombat movie. And the fact that they're making a sequel and Carl Urban is Johnny Cage has me kind of interested.
Yeah.
Like Carl Urban.
Yeah, if it'll be more like the game, because it seems like they're just setting up for the tournament in the first one, which is kind of lame, because you're like, well, no tournament, we're just meeting people. So this one could be interesting. I mean, the Scorpion and Sub-Zero stuff was the best,
totally.
In like feudal Japan, the beginning, and that was worth the price of admission. I think that was really cool. The rest of it was a little whack, but we'll finally get some Johnny Cage. That'll be cool. But this one meanders. You don't really care how they die next.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, you're like, ooh, I'm interested to see what happens next, how they're going to die. And then about two times in, you realize, oh, it's just a stupid variation of a creature crawling nothing too wild and different. Characters are dumb. You don't care about them.
Nope.
There's no resolution. You don't really care that we're looking for the sister at the end, and then you don't really care that they don't find her at the end, and they all just leave like happy. Yeah. Like, hey, you guys, you coming? That Abe guy is like, oh, do you want to spend another night here? Come on, guys, let's go.
Oh my God.
Just drive off like it's the end of a fucking like it's the end of like a summer camp.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right, that was fun, guys. Fucking weird. I don't know. This I didn't expect it to be good. Yeah. But I probably expected a little more than I got. I was expecting a little more entertainment. I left there feeling like 4.9.
Oh yeah, we're only a point away. I was just gonna give it middle of the road, a solid 5. All of the things you said are 100% accurate. You don't care about any of these people. They're kind of annoying. I didn't mind, because in the first 20 minutes or so with all of the beginning stuff, dialogue is kind of cringy. The characters are kind of cringy, but they were kind of in the video game too. It was kind of the point. So it didn't really bother me. But yeah, you don't really get to know anybody. There is a little bit of fun in this movie. I'll give the movie a little bit of credit. There is some fun. We talked about the water sequence where everyone's in the bathroom. They all take a drink of water and they just start exploding.
Yeah.
It's hilarious and it's fun. There are some fun moments in the movie, and I think it's genuinely interesting for the first 30 minutes. But yeah, the longer it goes on, like the whole second half of the movie is just a snore fest. But I say everything leading up to it was perfectly fine. It wasn't great. But I was actually expecting something worse. I was expecting to come in here and say this movie was a three because that
Yeah.
trailer was not doing any good favors for marketing. But no, I was surprised that there is a little bit of fun in the movie and some genuine like cool moments. There's a moment where I forget the is it Megan or Melanie? She gets like possessed by some sort of entity. I don't know if it was the witch, but she to this room and she's like looking at the missing posters. She's all like in white. There's like kind of cool. There's some cool stuff in the movie, but yeah, it just outstays its welcome. Yeah, it's pretty rough. So yeah, for me, it's just a five, middle of
Yep.
the
5 and a 4.9. Go check it out or don't.
road.
Whatever.
Yeah, play the game. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a remaster on PS5. I'm pretty sure they're doing a the zombie one too. What was that one? Days Gone.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure they're doing something with that, like a show or something. That could be interesting. It's just The Walking Dead, but with motorcycles and shit.
Sons of Anarchy meets Walking
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, man.
I never,
So
I
yeah.
wouldn't say I've never played it. I played maybe an hour of it. It wasn't really my cup of tea. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood for it. But it's the rare PlayStation exclusive I have not played a significant amount of.
Yeah, it gets pretty fun, like upgrading your bike and just riding around and having to scavenge for gasoline and shit. It can get a little tedious, but I thought it was interesting. It was pretty cool. I kind of want to play the PS5 remaster, but it's like the game already looked pretty good. I don't know how much of a remaster it's going to be. You know what I mean? It was kind of top tier PS4 graphics already. So, yeah, 4.95 in theaters now. Go check it out and see how good The Last of Us really is. Okay? Go check it out.
100%.
Yeah. And as always, thanks for joining us. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. We're also on Spotify and Apple Music. If that's how you do your podcast, we don't care how you do them. As long as you come do them with us, we appreciate it. And couldn't do it without you. Love having you here. Until the next beast. Peace, y'all.
Peace.